AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Adding a third vaccine to the fight against the coronavirus pandemic adds another challenge for the Biden administration. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the increased supply is good news, but says too many Americans are frustrated.
I think scheduling an appointment is too difficult, remains too difficult in too many places.
Zients says the White House has solved some issues by boosting vaccination sites.
Now we really need to make sure the systems can handle not only the current demand, but the projected demand for people being vaccinated.
He says the White House is working with states to improve scheduling systems and looking into federal backing for call centers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden holds a virtual meeting with Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Biden telling his counterpart,
60% of the Hispanic population is Mexican American. They're an integral part of our history, and I keep a bust of a civil rights leader, Cesar Chavez, in my Oval Office as a reminder.
Mexico, like Canada, has asked Biden to give Pfizer permission to sell them vaccines produced in the U.S. Ahead of the meeting, White House officials reiterated that Biden remained focused on first vaccinating U.S. citizens before turning his attention to assisting other nations. New York State Attorney General has begun an investigation into sexual harassment allegations made against Governor Andrew Cuomo. Two former employees in the governor's office made the allegations against him. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio favors the investigation.
We need the whole truth of what happened. We need to make sure it never happens again. And we need to look at the nursing home issue. We cannot just look at one or the other. We need a full investigation of the nursing home issue where thousands of people died. Information was covered up on purpose.
This is AP News. United Airlines is making plans for after the pandemic in the hopes of a rebound in air travel. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
Expecting an increase in travel demand, the CEO of United Airlines says the company has placed an order for 25 new 737 MAX aircraft delivery in 2023. The 737 MAX has been under heavy scrutiny for some time. Aviation authorities around the world grounded the aircraft in March 2019 following two deadly air crashes involving the plane model. Flights of the 737 MAX in the U.S. resumed in December of last year.
The Texas Attorney General is suing electricity provider Gritty over massive bills to its customers during last month's winter storm. Also, the largest and oldest power cooperative in Texas is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Brazos Electric Power Cooperative says, unlike Gritty, it will not pass on massive fees. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.